USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. At least 84 people are likely dead across five states after tornadoes tore through the U.S., affecting residents in at least six states. As many as 100 people are feared to have lost their lives in Kentucky alone. President Biden is sending help.
I've already deployed emergency response personnel to these states, search and rescue teams, water and other supplies, and FEMA is on the ground working with each of the states to assess the damages and focus on federal support where it is needed most and how we can get there most rapidly.
The Congressional Budget Office released an analysis on Friday estimating that President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan could increase the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade if the proposed programs are made permanent, according to CNN. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Center for Disease Control and the federal government is adamant that pregnant women get a COVID-19 injection. But data doesn't support its safety, and health practitioners around the world are sounding the alarm. Dr. Daniel Negassi argues COVID vaccines are directly attributed to an alarming increase in stillbirths across Canada.
To suddenly get to 86 stillbirths in 6 months, that's highly unusual. But the confirmation, the most important confirmation that we have from the Waterloo, Ontario report was that all of the 86 stillbirths were fully vaccinated.
An appeals court ruling this week that dealt another blow to former President Trump's efforts to shield White House records from the House January 6th Select Committee has laid the ground for a Supreme Court test on the former president's authority to invoke executive privilege. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Biden has warned Putin regarding Ukraine.
President Joe Biden saying Russia will pay a, quote, terrible price if it moves in on Ukraine. Speaking on Saturday, the president said that he's made three things absolutely clear to the Russian president.
That if he moves on Ukraine, the economic consequences for his economy are going to be devastating.
He said he also said he would have to send American and NATO troops into the eastern flank to defend that region. And finally, Biden says he told Putin the world's view on Russia would also drastically change for the worse. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump Jr. insisted Saturday on Newsmax he just wants the United States to succeed, even with President Joe Biden in the White House. But he hopes the moderate Democrats will wake up. Trump Jr. makes an interesting comparison between Russia and China.
To defend them against the Russians that we're enabling to get rich with pipelines in Ukraine and without pushback on their invasion. I mean, right. You know, if we're not pushing back on Ukraine, Russia invading Ukraine, why would we push back on China invading Taiwan?
Trump Jr. said he does not think anyone is better off over the past year. That doesn't just include American citizens, Trump Jr. said. I think that includes freedom-loving people around the world who are watching dictatorial regimes encroach on what used to be our allies. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.